From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has ordered the partial withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. Mr. Putin said the task before the armed forces has been largely completed and ordered them to begin a withdrawal of the main part of the force. Damascus says it agrees with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. The White House said President Obama spoke with his Russian counterpart by phone about the decision. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
We have talked about how Russia's continued military intervention to prop up the Assad regime made the efforts to reach a political transition or to make a political transition even more difficult. That as long as Russia was aggressively weighing in militarily, they were removing at least part of the incentive for the regime to even engage in those kinds of conversations.
Meanwhile, Syrian proximity peace talks began Monday in Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura warning that if the talks fail, a return to fighting is virtually inevitable. Soldiers patrolling the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians and three soldiers. Among the dead, foreign nationals, four French citizens, and a German woman. All three gunmen were killed. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack, which targeted several hotels. It follows similar deadly attacks on hotels in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso last year.
Mes chers compatriotes, à mémoire,
Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara declared 3 days of national mourning. He addressed the nation late Monday. This is VOA News.